MW.
11 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning. We're at 19 below right now. Wind chills down around 34 below. So, yeah, we're warming up. But now this weekend, they're talking highs in the 40s. Man, one extreme to the next. It is Tuesday. Talking real estate. Steve Dietrich in from Action Realty. Good morning. Good
morning, y'all.
So, yeah, you were saying what the difference is, like 60 or 70 degrees.
Yeah, you go from, 25 below to 40 above, and, wow.
It's craziness.
It is. It really is. I don't even know if I can handle that. That's too much culture shock.
So we've talked about this before, too, when it gets like this. Buying and selling homes kind of slows down.
Definitely does.
Just a bit.
Yeah. It really does. But, there's only a few days left of this and kind of looking forward because I think it's going to heat up a little bit in the real estate market. I just do. There isn't that much out there. And so when we put some new product out, I think there's going to be some people looking around and the numbers are going the right direction.
I like hearing that. That was going to be my next question.
Yeah, I didn't know the last time I said 6.5, but I don't think
you have since we've been doing this.
Well, it's been a while. So, yeah, we're slowly trickling down right now, and I hope that continues.
Going to be a good summer for you.
I hope so. I think, good for everybody, when the market moves around like that, all these places out there get into their summer seasons, and who knows if they hire some more people that they've talked about in the past, and it could put a lot more demand on housing, too.
By the way, 19 days till we spring forward.
Ooh.
Yeah. Lose an hour of sleep, but we gain some more daylight. So
I like that.
That's encouraging.
It sure is.
Hey, I got an email. This came in last week from Brad, and thank you, Brad, for the email, by the way. He said, if a home is appraised at a certain price, is that price, you got these in close quotes, the law. My wife and I had our home appraised 3 years ago. We felt the number was way below what we were asking. Other issues arose. We ended up not selling anyway. What are the rules regarding appraisal numbers?
Well, that's actually a good question because obviously you could bring out three different realtors and three different appraisers and you're going to get a different number. Now, you hope it's within, I would say a 3 to 5% margin differential, but, on a higher house, that's, $15,000. That's significant.
That is.
So the appraisal process is, again, based on comparable sales from the past, and our market has been going down. So, for a lot of people, they might be a little disappointed when they see a number right now based on the last year and a half to 2 years, because prior to that, it certainly would have been higher, that's for sure. But again, you base it off of previous sales in the last 12 months, hopefully, and that drives that number. Now, when you find a cash buyer, there is no appraisal, there is no bank, and that is the law right there and then, unless you choose to hire an appraisal anyway, you can do that, but most people don't.
Where does the realtor sit in this little trio? Say, for instance, you got an appraiser, you got people that are wanting to sell, the number comes in really low, and they come back to the realtor and go, no. This is way low. Where does a realtor sit in this?
Well, our job is to put the numbers in front of them as best we can. Okay, so once we've done that, then it's a discussion between the realtor and the seller. And ultimately, it is the seller's house. He can put it out there at whatever he wants to put it out there at. And the decision for the realtor is, do I want to list it or not? Because in all honesty, if I take one that's way overpriced, I'm going to put my sign out there for 3 or 4 months. It's not going to sell. And then the next guy gets to come along. And now what I said becomes the gospel because they're going to lower the price.
That's right.
And then he gets the right price and then it sells. But that's just the way it happens. And, that's reality in real estate. So, ultimately the seller is the controlling voice on the price that goes out there. And most of the time, I think a realtor will take it, even if it's a little over, just just, I guess, to try it, see what happens. I've been proven wrong before. I'm not going to tell you I haven't. I put a house out there that I didn't think would go for a price, and it went right away. And you just go, wow, you know, maybe I have to rethink a little bit here.
Well, but again, you never get bored in your business because something will come along and kind of shock you.
Yeah, it does. And there's one out there right now that shocked the heck out of me, but I'll leave it at that.
All right.
I guess good for the marketplace because now you do have a comparable sale that is going to help drive up that number for some of these people.
Speaking of which, new listings coming in, anything up ahead?
Well, I can't say immediate, but in conversations with some people about in the near future, you know, that they might really consider putting their house on the market. And sometimes they're on these waiting lists to get into these certain places, you know, like right north of Prantys up there. You know, there's a waiting list for that complex. And so that can also have a little bit of an effect on, you know, when a house will go on the market because they put their names in a year in advance and then they get a call that says you're coming up. And all of a sudden, you know, they call quick and say, let's get it on the market.
There it is.
You know, so, yeah, it's there's a lot of factors in all these things in today's world.
A lot
world
of variables, yeah.
Yeah, there is. Interest rates, another one of them, you know, too. So you just got to try to figure it all out and hopefully you get it right.
Brad, thank you for the email. The rest of you got questions about real estate, you can email studio@kbmwnews.com. We'll get your questions answered each and every Tuesday. Steve, great to have you in here.
It's good to be here.
Stay warm, and we'll talk again next Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Steve Diedrich in from Action Realty. We do this every Tuesday here right around 9:10 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
All but 22, I think at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat. And I thought to myself, I could